Everyone that calleth upon the name of the Lord, he shall receive an intervention from him. Talish, Kabalia.
Somebody pray. You are going to pray some more. Jesus met his disciples. He said, I have many things to tell you. I have many things to communicate. And on the day that Jesus needed to communicate those things, power was not the issue. Utterance was not the issue. He said, I'm limited. I'm limited by your capacity to bear the things that is coming. In other words, Jesus is saying that his ministry is limited by the capacity of his audience. the stature of his audience will determine what will come down from heaven. The outpouring of the Spirit is like the rain. When the rain comes down, you can only trap as much as you have, as much as your container is. It's not about the rain. It's about your container. How much do you have? It was on this wise that Elisha told the woman. He said, borrow vessels, not a few. In the next 5 minutes, you are going to borrow vessels. So that you will trap things that can last you for years. Many years after this encounter, you will trace the things that happened today. And you will say that indeed Jesus Christ passed through the campus. And the things that he released upon my life is the things that is still powering my adventure in this destiny. I want you to cry to God and say, Father, I am here. I enlarge my capacity to receive the things of God. I will not limit you today. Somebody cry. We plant our feet in heavenly places of God. We plant our feet in heavenly places. The hand of God is coming. Hallelujah.
Holy fire, pour upon us.
us. For within us, speak you take on. We ask you, God, that your glory will come down in this place. Let not one dear soul remain the same. Now, listen to me now. Listen to me. Listen to me now. There is a lady. Read it a little. Listen to me now. There is a lady. God has deemed you faithful. And because of that, he will increase rank for you. You have been consistently faithful to the assignment that he has given to you. So one of my assignments, the first thing I will do before I begin to show you what God wants to do in this place, is that the hand of God will come upon that lady. And then a new rank will be given to that lady. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, from my left to my right, from my front to my back, wherever that lady is, by the mighty hand of power, identify the lady. Identify the lady. By power, identify the lady. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. When the power comes on the lady, ushers, please bring her close. Let me just stretch my hands towards her. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Do we have ushers here? Please, ushers, be alert. Be alert. Holy Ghost. Put your hands upon her. Put your hands. Stronger. In the name of Jesus. 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 Stronger, Holy Ghost. Stronger, Holy Ghost. Stronger, Holy Ghost. Stronger, 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 stronger. Does it. Does it. Does it. The Holy Ghost has started working. In Jesus' mighty name. You can be seated. Acts chapter 2. Are you sure these strings? Strings only. No transpose, no nothing. Reduce. Acts chapter 2. Reduce now. Reduce. Obey instruction. Acts chapter 2. If you are there, say amen. If you are in Acts chapter 2, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. If you are there, say amen. Let me hear you. If you are there, say amen. Let your amen be louder. If you are there, say amen. Futo, say amen. Let's start from verse Acts chapter 2. Let's start from verse 13. Acts chapter 2 verse 13. You see, this is an account that came as a consequence of what happened on the day of Pentecost. The Bible says that they were gathered together on that upper room, and there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and then the Spirit of God filled the room first. You see, that is why we also know that the Holy Spirit has the capacity to bring down his glory even in a territory. So it was because the Holy Spirit has filled the room, then the scripture now says that he now alighted upon every one of them as cloven tongues of fire. The Bible says that a sound left heaven, but by the time the sound was coming into the upper room, it was what? What was it? It was fire. That means that for you to understand what is happening on that day, you must have retained the capacity to dwell and do business in the heavenly places. You see, this is important because people, because they have given themselves to the natural, the senses, most times they are not able to interpret the things that is spiritual. Because even the apostles, before they are able to come into the economy of what God is doing, sometimes they have to be quickened into a realm. That is why you have to pray, so that your spirit will be quickened, and then you will begin to access the things that is of God. The Bible says that they that will worship God will do so in what? In spirit and in what? In spirit and in what? I'm not hearing you. In spirit and in what? Futo, respond. In spirit and in what? Respond. That means that God is domiciled in a realm. And if it is true that a man will be able to interact with God, somehow he has to find himself in that realm. So anything you now do in the natural has no capacity to lend explanation to what God is doing. By all means, we need to find ourselves in the spirit. So things are happening in the upper room. Meanwhile, men that is in the natural, we lack the capacity to interpret that which is happening. As we yet see, because where we are starting, my target is to start from verse 13. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. In verse 13, after the Spirit was poured on the day of Pentecost, the men that saw them on the streets, they said that these men are filled with what? They are filled with what? Are there Bible students here? They are filled with what? Thank you. That means these men are trying to give interpretation to something that is spiritual. And their best attempt cannot and will never be able to explain something that is spiritual. So when the Spirit came on the day of Pentecost and came into the room, what men saw was fire. But the scripture is telling us that where that fire was concocted, the men that saw it saw sounds. So it then means that somebody has to dwell in heavenly places and see by the enablement of the Spirit that which is happening in the heavens, so that he will have the capacity to bring interpretation for men that is on the earth realm. Do you know the challenge of men? Men are so educated in the natural with their senses that they are not able to perceive the things that is of God. That is why when that man Nicodemus came and met Jesus, he saw signs and wonders happen and miracles. He came and said, good master, nobody is able to do this thing except God is with him. What did Jesus answer? What was the answer of Jesus? John chapter 3. Jesus said that he must be what? That he must be what? Futo answer. That he must be what? You see, my sister will pray for 30 more minutes. That he must be what? Let it be louder. That he must be what? This crowd, just this side, can overshadow this shout. That he must be what? You see, it's better. You see, as if they intentionally
That he must be what?
Glory, better. So, how does somebody giving you appraisal for your exploits in the kingdom relate with the fact that you are telling him that he must be born again? I don't know your position, but maybe as you are, maybe you came to your class and your vice chancellor now came and said that as far as this young man is concerned, we have seen the manifest hand of God upon his life, so much so that he has become the epitome, an example of what it means to be a youth, that God is using him so much that we, the elders, cannot deny but say that this person is used by God. Now, that is what is happening to Jesus. God bless you.
You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
Now listen to me. What was happening was that a man that is in the natural was trying to give accreditation for something that is spiritual in his origin. His best attempt to give Jesus appraisal. Remember, all that he is saying is good things in the natural. I believe if you are the one that is being given this appraisal, that you will accept it, you will say, ah, God has approved my life and approved my ministry. But do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said that he must be what? And then, there is a reason. Jesus is telling him this thing because there is a reason. Because if you are not born again, the Bible said, except a man be born again, that he cannot what? See the kingdom. That means the man's best capacity, an attempt to see whom Jesus is, he is weak in trying to make that assembly. He is crippled. There is a fracture in his attempt. So Jesus said, I have seen your desire to perceive the things that is of the kingdom, to give me accreditation. Meanwhile, my reality cannot be seen in the things that is natural. So any attempt to give me a pressure by the things that is natural is an effort in futility. There is a sight that needs to be given to you so that you will be able to see me. Meanwhile, my reality can only be seen in the kingdom. So the appraiser you are giving me is not something that is equal to what I am in the spirit, because my reality is something greater. And you can never be able to see that except you see into the kingdom. Because that is where my reality is domiciled. This is the testimony that Jesus was giving on that day. Because he loved the man and he has seen his desire. He said that something need to happen to you. The eyes of your spirit need to be opened. And this is a surgery that happens to a man that is born again. And then you begin to see into the kingdom. Because the realities of God is now domiciled in the kingdom. And except men have the capacity to look into the kingdom, they will never be able to touch the things that is of God. So anytime a man begins to engender, begins to make movement towards God, the first thing that God does is to touch his sight. Because what you can see in the kingdom, you cannot touch it. It's not your own. It is on this basis. You know, all this thing I'm saying, I'm giving you parable. It is on this basis that Paul came into the book of Ephesians. He said that my prayer for you is that the eyes of your understanding will be what? Enlightened. That you might see. How can you be saying, now somebody is speaking and he's saying you should see what he's saying. Can you see words? But you can't. Something can happen to somebody and then he can see words that is being spoken. What can happen to words and then a man can see it with his eyes? Because he's saying the eyes of what? Your understanding. Not the physical eyes. There is the eyes of your understanding. It is on this basis that he came to chapter 3. In the book of Ephesians, he said that there is a grace that God has given me. It is the grace that makes all men to see. Because what you see, the best attempt you are making to lay hold on the things of God is a waste, except you have sight. Do you know why I'm saying this? I have gone to many places and people tell me that they have fasted and nothing is happening. They have prayed and nothing is happening. You are not seeing anything. It is until you see, that is when you are permitted to lay hold. An attempt to lay hold on something that is in the kingdom without first seeing it is just an effort in futility. What are you incubating? When I was small, if a hen, there are some hen, they will come and lie down here and you will think that there is egg that they are incubating. And then my mother will come and touch the hen to see that that hen has been lying down on an empty ground for 3 days. If that hen lies there for 21 days, nothing will be hatched. Do you know why? There is nothing that hen has trapped. So until you trap something, your fasting is in vain, your prayer is in vain. And then the scripture is saying that there is a capacity that God needs to grant to you so that you will be able to see into the kingdom. Because the things that you seek, the things that every man needs as it pertains to the prosecution of his destiny, according to God's plan, is trapped in the kingdom. So even Jesus, your Lord, his reality is in the kingdom. So when the man is trying to appraise him, he knows that this man, he's not seeing me. The day we knew that the reality of Jesus is different from one man we are thinking is when he came to the book of Matthew chapter 16. He came and met them and said, "What do you say? Who do you say that I am?" That is when we found out that the people that has been receiving miracle and clapping and following him up and down, the crowd, nobody knew Jesus. My brothers and sisters, I have seen crowd and I know that very few people know Jesus. If much more people knew Jesus, you need to know that this territory will be turned upside down. The Bible says that when the apostles began to turn the city upside down, that the leaders saw them and took knowledge of them and said that these men have been with Jesus. That was the testimony that came on that day as a result of the fact that these men have been with Jesus. If it is true that you are with Jesus, there are evidence and things to prove the fact that you started with that man. There is a transformation that will come into your life. A weight, a stature, a rank that God will grant to you so that you will change what is in the territory. The darkness that has held sway in the territory for so long. Men can't do anything. The reason is that they lack the stature. They lack the rank. What it takes. The reason is that they have not been with Jesus. They know many things. They have listened to many things. But those things have not been calcified into their spirit. Their subconscious have not trapped eternal matters. So when Jesus asked that question, he said, "Who do you say that I am?" Certain of them began to say that he is Elijah. Is Jesus Elijah? That is what many people say. The reason is because they have not been granted sight. I pray for you today that you might see. You might see. What you see is what you become. You don't know where I'm going here because we are talking about Shekinah glory. And the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 said, "As we behold." Is it not somebody that has sight that can behold? When you don't have sight, you don't have business beholding anything. So a surgery has to happen to the sight of men. What are men? What have men been beholding in this campus? Sanamanta Capitalia, Dapocos Cabanante. I have a body. If I can strike you with my body, I will live. I have a body. I grew up the same way with you. And I stayed in church for 20 years. I was not becoming anything. On Sunday, we come and dance and clap. We do drama and sing in choir. No power. Nothing to testify. Nothing to show that Jesus is alive. Meanwhile, the Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 1, he said that when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, by many infallible proofs, he showed himself once again alive. If they convict you of being a believer now, is there enough evidence to put you in prison? Meanwhile, some of you has been baptized in the Holy Ghost and been talking in tongues for 5 years. And there is nothing to show. You don't have reality. You don't have substance in your spirit. If we give you another 5 years, you will not become anything. Are you not tired? Are you not tired? When will you people be tired and be looking for the real thing? I have a burden. My burden is that if I leave you here like this, you can continue on this journey. Thinking that after 3 years that you will become anything. You won't be, if you don't become anything in this campus, you won't become much. All of us, we are in campus. 10 years ago, I was in campus. And in those days, I saw many people that they said they are fellowship presidents, fellowship brothers and sisters. These days, it's not popular again. But some of them carry suspended trousers. And when you greet them, they say, bro. They will tell you, it's well. What are those religious cliches? God bless you. It's well. Help me. Somebody help me with those religious cliches. When we finish school, 5 years after, we found out that these people did not touch anything. They just moved through the motions. And Jesus never touched their life. I tell you, we have an encounter that you will never forget. Something in me was telling me those days that this is not the real thing. And one of those days, December 2011, I said, Jesus, you must touch me or I won't leave. People were going for Christmas. I found myself on Vet Mountain. For 5 days, I stayed there. I have never fasted more than 6 to 6 in my life. What I said is either I see God or I die. When I climbed there, after 3 days, Jesus came and began to... Now, do you know, I won't tell you the details, but it was in those days that... I'm not telling you this thing to believe. Don't believe me. But I will still tell you so that you will know the possibilities that is in the kingdom that you have been brought into. It was then that God began to tell me the 7 signs of the end time. That one of them is the sign of Moses. The sign of the shining face. After 5 days, my face shined, literally. I know you don't believe it. The glory hung on this literal face. That was when I knew that a time will come that men will carry the glory of God literally and carry it into the marketplace. The solution to what is happening on earth is men that are glory carriers. They carry God to the marketplace. Men are tired of seeing fellow men. They want to see God. The problem is that we have not shown them the portrait of the true God. What we have is a little bit of God and much more of flesh, of tradition and the things that we learned. Nothing of that can change what we are looking for. Darkness is seeking our head and Satan is marauding the territory. Thousands of people gathered and believers. None of them can stop the hand of Satan. Oh, there is no prophet in our generation. There is no one to say restore. We cry to you, great one of Zion, that this weekend you will put hands on men and begin to wrought wonders in our midst. We are tired of the motions of religion. We are tired of the motions of tradition. We cry to you. I beckon on you, O God, that you stretch forth your hands, descend in our midst, and fulfill the prayer of Moses, that every one of us will become the prophets unto God, carrying the mandate and the power, that the glory of God will rest upon us, so much so that we become glory carriers, bringing solution to the ailments of the world, bringing solutions to the things that is disturbing our society. We cry to you. We cry. We cry, O God. We cry. We cry. Brothers and sisters, I have a body. I have a body. My body is that the way you are, if you pass through the educational system that we have in the church as it is now, you will not become your destiny in God. Meanwhile, the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said that before you entered your mother's womb, what happened? I knew thee. There is the you that God knew. The you that you are, the one I'm seeing now, you are not that one yet. And your generation is only waiting for that one that God knew. That is the one that we are waiting for. That is the one that carries what we seek. And until that one emerges, nothing will happen. The Bible says that the creature was held bondage, not willingly, but in hope that one day sons will manifest. I pray today, there might not be many,
But I know that there are desperate men here. Inside the crowd, there are many people that have decided that they can't continue like this. Something will happen to them. That when they were telling others to go, they said, no, I will tarry until something happens to my life. I know there is more about my life than what I'm seeing. There is more that is in this cross that God has written before I enter the earth that I'm seeing. Many people expect me to stop here. Even some of you, they are clapping for you. They are saying you are doing a lot you are doing is good. But I tell you, you know in your heart that you are far short of God's expectation for your life. It is an indictment on you to stop now. I have my body. My body is disturbing me. I hope I can preach. Jesus. Oh. Oh my God. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. It's a prayer. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Make it a prayer for 1 minute. Breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect our lives, breathe on us. Lord, we look to you for life. Affect our lives, breathe on us.
As we look to you for life.
In Jesus' mighty name. Acts chapter 2, verse 13 said, others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But, if you are there, say amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 13. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But the scripture now said, but. Thank God for that interjection. Many that came to that meeting would have gone from that meeting with a wrong interpretation, a defaultive interpretation of what God is doing. It has to take another man. And then the scripture said, but Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as they suppose. Amen. The scripture said, that these, reduce a little, that these are not drunken, as they suppose, seeing it is only the third hour of the day. This is 9 a.m. and people are drunk on the streets. How many of you is trusting God for that move in this campus? That 9 a.m. in the morning, when it's time for lectures, men are drunk.
You don't want to, you don't believe in that. That's why people are not yet convinced of your Christianity. There is something that can come into this territory, and this territory will be taken for Jesus in just 3 weeks. That's what we seek. I want to ask you what really happened. That by 9 a.m., as we go down, the scripture says that 3,000 people gathered by 9 a.m. There is no poster, no banner, no invitation, no flyer, no nothing, no publicity. 3,000 people gathered by 9 a.m. What is it that happened? What is it? You see, we are doing many things by the arm of the flesh. There are things that only the Holy Ghost can do. I tell you, I was in campus those days, and I was preaching to my roommates. I preached and preached and preached, and I know the scriptures. I know some of you know scriptures a lot. I know the scriptures. And we analyzed. One day we sat down and did Bible exegesis. We did argument for 5 hours. And I won. When I now won, I now told him, oh yeah, give your life to Christ. Because the basis of the argument is for him to give his life to Christ. Do you know what he said? He said, Edu, Kai, next time. You have one argument, but next time. That was the day I knew forever in my life that argument never wins anything in the kingdom. There are certain things only God himself can do via the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The convicting power of God can come into hearts and begin to cut it down. Somebody that has been in immorality for 5 years, you think his argument that can save him? Somebody met me and said that he has been in masturbation for so long that he doesn't have any help. In fact, he has fasted and prayed. I know there are some of you suffering this.